no claim discount, because insurance is simple when it's me and LV. No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers pay £315 or less, August 2024 to January 2025. Uninsured driver promise is non-fault accident only. Other vehicle and driver details required. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock, the White House says President Trump is finalising his plans for sweeping new tariffs, which is feared could trigger a global trade war. He's due to announce the measures later today and what his administration is calling Liberation Day. Sir Keir Starmer is ruling out a knee-jerk response, but says the UK will act in the national interest if necessary. Head of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, says the EU's response will be robust.
Europe has not started this confrontation. We do not necessarily want to retaliate. But if it is necessary, we have a strong plan to retaliate and we will use it.
A Democratic Party politician's made the longest ever speech in the US Senate. Cory Booker spent more than 25 hours delivering a fierce critique of Donald Trump's presidency. He's beaten a record set in the 1950s. Public satisfaction with the NHS has hit a new low, according to new data. The British Social Attitudes Survey has found 59% of adults are dissatisfied with the health service. That's up 7% in a year. Labour say they've inherited a broken NHS but are working to improve the service. A French appeals court says it will review the far-right leader Marine Le Pen's conviction for embezzlement. If the ruling's overturned, she could be eligible to run in the 2027 presidential election. And for the first time, the MI5 is displaying items from its archives to the public. The exhibition in London traces the security service's history from its founding in 1909 to modern-day counter-terrorism. The artefacts include a 110-year-old lemon used to write secret messages in invisible ink. In the city, the FTSE 100 will reopen later at 86.34. It closed up 51 yesterday. The pound buys $1.29 and €1.19. A look at the weather, a dry day with lots of sunshine for many, but it will remain rather breezy, particularly across England and Wales, with highs of 17 degrees. From Global's newsroom, for Classic FM, I'm Dominic Ellis.
This is Classic FM, from Global.
Well, no secret messages, just filling your morning with music. Much to look forward to today. Lucy Coward here. Happy Wednesday.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Ludovico Einaudi performing Maria Callas, a piece he also composed. And James Galway was the soloist with the London Symphony Orchestra before that to play Satie Gymnopédie No. 3. Klaus Peter Siebel had the baton in hand. Well, welcome to Wednesday. How are you doing? Lucy Coward here with your early breakfast on Classic FM, April the 2nd. It's author Hans Christian Andersen's birthday today. I always forget just how many fairy tales he wrote. Little Mermaid, Princess and the Pea, Ugly Duckling, Thumbelina. He had a very good soprano voice, did you know? And he was accepted into the Royal Danish Theatre. But then his voice changed and it was suggested he consider being a poet instead, which he took seriously, and the rest is history. To the serious business of providing you with your morning soundtrack, then. Music from a man who, like Andersen, came from humble beginnings and went on to be prolific. It's Joseph Haydn.
Thank you.
Harry Christopher's in charge of the Handel and Haydn Society as they played the second movement of Joseph Haydn's Symphony No. 85. The Society has just announced its 2025-26 season, and it features a collaboration with conductor Raphael Pichon, who, incidentally, is integral to the Classic FM Album of the Week this week. Join Alexander Armstrong each morning from 10 as he'll be playing tracks from Pichon's recording with his ensemble Pygmalion of J.S. Bach's Mass in B minor, a sacred masterpiece, and one of the composer's most popular vocal works. Plus, it's less than 5 minutes until our early breakfast vocal warm-up today. If you would like a mention with the Dawn Chorus this morning, then do drop me a text right now on 61812. Tell me what you're up to today, and I will give you a cheery hello after we've been somewhere rather palatial.
Thank you.
Lovely. Yannick Nezet-Séguin conducting the London Philharmonic Orchestra and soloist Milos Karadalić as they played the finale to Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez. Right, high time for the Dawn Chorus, which today draws on a poem by Emily Dickinson called Hope is the Thing with Feathers. And composer Christopher Tin says it's all about how we should protect nature while remembering there is always hope. And I hope that Patty has a very successful trip. She has emailed to say, we're listening to you. It's 10 p.m. in Little Rock, Arkansas. We're nearly packed and leave on Thursday to stay for 7 weeks in England in Royal Tunbridge Wells. It's a very nice part of the world, Patty. Well done. She says, I'm enjoying the music and it will be with us through bedtime. We'll get those things in the suitcases, those last minute additions. Travel safe and have a fantastic trip to the Garden of England when you get there. 7 weeks. How lovely. Good morning to all the team at Royal Mail Hounslow. Simon Lee, Man and Lola have sent a text to 61812 to say, please could you ask Sharon to make the tea, as she makes the best tea in our office and we are all thirsty at the moment. Well, Sharon, please and thank you. I will ask you very nicely. Could you just do a round of tea and maybe a cup of hot water and lemon for me? Because the guys are working hard and they'd really appreciate it. Lots of love to all the team there. Enjoy today's Dawn Chorus and have a great Wednesday.
This is Classic FM.
Liszt's Consolation No. 3, performed by Daniel Barenboim, and before that, Voces 8, and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra delivered our dawn chorus this morning on Classic FM. Hope is the Thing with Feathers by Christopher Tin, with Barnaby Smith on the podium. And it's music for Granada and from a brave heart that actually does exist shortly. I'll explain in due course.
Classic FM.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?" And I said, yeah, lots better, thanks. But I didn't mean it. What I meant was I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back and my chest feels weird and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Meet John.
Hello.
It's Friday night and he's just dented his partner's new car. Now he's wondering if he can make a claim before she gets back home on Monday. Thankfully, John's got car insurance with Aviva. We're available for new claims around the clock, so John can sort this out right away. Telling your partner is up to you, though, John.
Darling?
Helping you put the pieces together to get you back on track. It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk.
Love this much in ages.
I feel like I can't really let go. I know my bladder won't be able to take a real belly laugh. The floodgates will open.
You need Always Discreet pants. Total game changer.
Oh, let's have a look.
They feel just like underwear, but they're super absorbent. Plus, they fit like a glove. Have a go.
It feels amazing to properly relax and have a good old giggle. Same time next week.
Complete protection from heavy leaks with Always Discreet Boutique.
Find the latest travel information at classicfm.com. Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, enjoy up to 50% off selected subscriptions at Find My Past. Find your relatives in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover them keeping calm and carrying on. Visit findmypast.co.uk/VEday and claim up to 50% off today. Your family history understood. Offer ends 21st of April. Terms and conditions apply. The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
This is Classic FM. Thank you.
Yoko Suzuki performing the Granada Serenade by Albeniz on Classic FM. And it was the Cotona Twins and the Carducci Quartet who brought us the second movement of Vivaldi's Guitar Concerto in D before that. Now, Braveheart fans were left disappointed recently after falling victim to an AI hoax. It happened a little bit before April Fool's Day, but a trailer dropped for a Braveheart sequel with full cast details and everything, saying Mel Gibson would be making a cameo in it. Sadly, it was all fake. Very much in existence, though, is James Horner's wonderful score to the original. So from it, let us hear now A Gift of a Thistle. A Gift of a Thistle from James Horner's score to Braveheart, performed by Katrin Finch and Julian Lloyd Webber. Thank you. Timeless, the second movement of Grieg's Piano Concerto in A minor. Stephen Huff was at the keyboard and Andrew Litton directed the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra. We will get the latest news next then on Classic FM, after which there's a performance from Yo-Yo Ma to look forward to. We have had some amazing cello pieces today. This will be no exception. And I've got an orchestral operatic offering.
Classic FM.
With LV, I can get my car insurance from just £315. Just the price I'm after right now. And if I'm hit by an uninsured driver, I won't lose my no-claim discount. Because insurance is simple when it's me and LV.
No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers pay £315 or less, August 2024 to January 2025. Uninsured driver promise is non-fault accident only. Other vehicle and driver details required. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
I think it was 1998 when my savings fell asleep. Since then, they've sat in the same account, earning half what they could. But this year, I found Flagstone. With their savings platform, I can open multiple high-interest accounts from over 60 banks, all in one place, with one password. Now, it's easy to manage my cash and watch it rise. Wake up your cash today with Flagstone's savings platform. Flagstone, where savings never sleep. Terms and minimum deposits apply. Search Flagstone.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
Being lightning fast is great, fantastic even, but it's no good if you're not going to be smooth. Suddenly, get a connection that's reliable as well as lightning fast with Virgin Media, awarded best broadband experience. Switch today. Virgin Media. See what you can do.
Virgin Fibre Areas GWS Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, some breaking news this hour. The American actor Val Kilmer has died at the age of 65. He was one of Hollywood's most prominent leading men in the 1990s. He played Batman and also starred in films including Heat, Tombstone, and alongside Tom Cruise in Top Gun.
Every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe. I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right. Ice Man, I am dangerous.
A family statement says Kilmer, who'd recovered from throat cancer, died from pneumonia. President Trump is preparing to unveil sweeping new tariffs on US imports, which is feared could trigger a global trade war. The White House says Mr. Trump is taking historic action to improve American competitiveness. Here, ministers are hoping